After a long, long moment, Blaine asked, "Did they call you so, Roland, son of Stephen?" "It may have been so," Roland agreed, standing calmly on thin air above the sterile foothills. "What good are you to me if you won't tell me riddles?" Blaine asked. Now he sounded like a grumbling, sulky child who has been allowed to stay up too long past his usual bedtime. "I didn't say we wouldn't," Roland said. "No?" Blaine sounded bewildered. "I do not understand. Yet voice print analysis indicates rational discourse. Please explain." "You said you wanted them right now," the gunslinger replied. "That was what I was refusing. Your eagerness has made you unseemly." "I don't understand." "It has made you rude. Do you understand that?" There was a long, thoughtful silence. Then, "If what I said struck you as rude, I apologize." "It is accepted, Blaine, but there is a larger problem."
"Explain."
Blaine now sounded a bit unsure of himself, and Roland was not entirely surprised. It had been a long time since the computer had experienced any human responses other than ignorance, neglect, and superstitious subservience. If it had ever been exposed to simple human courage, it had been a long time ago. "Close the carriage again, and I will." Roland sat down, as if further argument and the prospect of immediate death was now unthinkable. Blaine did as he was asked. The walls filled with color, and the nightmare landscape below was once more blotted out. The blip on the route map was now blinking close to the dot which marked Candleton. "All right," Roland said. "Rudeness is forgivable, Blaine. So I was taught in my youth, and the clay has dried in the shapes left by the artist's hand. But I was also taught that stupidity is not." "How have I been stupid, Roland of Gilead?" Blaine's voice was soft and ominous. Susanna suddenly thought of a cat crouched outside a mouse hole, tail swishing back and forth, green eyes shining. "We have something that you want," Roland said, "but the only reward you offer if we give it to you is death. That's very stupid." There was a long, long pause as Blaine thought this over. Then, "What you say is true, Roland of Gilead, but the quality of your riddles is not proven. I will not reward you with your lives for bad riddles." Roland nodded. "I understand, Blaine. Listen now and take understanding from me. I have told some of this to my friends already. When I was a boy, in the barony of Gilead, there were 7 fair days each year. Winter, wide earth, sowing, midsummer, full earth, reaping, and year's end. Riddling was an important part of every fair day, but it was the most important event of the fair of wide earth and that of full earth, for the riddles told were supposed to augur well or ill for the success of the crops." "That is superstition with no basis at all in fact," Blaine said. "I find it annoying and upsetting." "Of course it's superstition," Roland agreed, "but you might be surprised at how well the riddles foresaw the crops. For instance, riddle me this, Blaine. What is the difference between a grandmother and a granary?"
"That is very old and not very interesting," Blaine said, but he sounded happy to have something to solve just the same.
"One is one's born kin, the other is one's corn bin. A riddle based on phonetic coincidence. Another of this type, one told on the level which contains the barony of New York, goes like this. What is the difference between a cat and a complex sentence?"